Welcome to Primary Attribute, where Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as is known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as the Vonses, our furry little fox folk friends, all of us use the he, him pronouns. And today, the Vonses, I can't remember what the Vonses are doing. What are they doing? I guess we'll find out.
I'm Aaron. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. Both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is just, very glad that she doesn't have to be out in the rain anymore, because that was obnoxious.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor / Sidroa Weldroa. And it's all getting very complicated. I use she, her pronouns. They use whatever, you know, there may be no sex. I don't know. Gender, I don't know. And obviously, like I said, life is complicated right now. Probably the most complicated it's been.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold hospital patient. We all use he, him pronouns, and right now we're safe.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It's very encouraging. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Also, our 200th episode is coming up, so you should write us a letter, or a note, or a query, or some combination of those things, or whatever you come up with. You can email us at letters@primaryattribute.com, or if you go to our website, primaryattribute.com, there is a send us a rat form that will also get your message to us. Aaron, would you like to do the recap?
Last time, we all went outside. All of the player characters who currently can go outside went outside. That was Prime Grix, Cool Vons and Original Recipe Vons, Weldroa, and Jesse. Also, FM. FM is not a player character, and he never will be.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
He, in fact, never will be. Because none of you get his character sheet, therefore.
I want his character sheet anyway.
Too bad.
Sorry, this is off topic again. We eventually found the place where Wealthy's body had died and Sidroa had vacated it. The body was not there. We searched, and Jesse did find the place where the body clearly had been. Complete with tiny boot prints that left of their own will, but then just disappeared.
So somewhere, boots are running around on their own.
Yes, it's true. Somewhere, boots without anything else attached to them are running around. Actually, then Grix used humanoid finding on Wealthy's handkerchief and found that Wealthy was outside the cave that is the origin of the Shadow Corruption, and that the Shadow Corruption was afraid of. So that's a fun place for Wealthy's body to be without her. Everybody started running away from the corruption that was swarming around the area. Vons, Cool Vons, and Grix and Wealthy all hopped back down into the mountain via the crack. Grix and Weldroa tried to, went down the waterfall. Grix did a silent image of a net to catch them, and they all made their way back to the Fermenting Fox. Ultimately, in the end, although a little bit more happened in between there, Jesse and FM were tracking Aramith and Cog through the woods and took down a shadow bear that was chasing a guardian. They did eventually find Aramith and Cog, and they all got back to the guard tower, and then they all made their way back to the Fermenting Fox. And so everyone except, I believe, Steamboat Willie is now at the Fermenting Fox.
And oh, it's just me. Okay.
It's really just Steamboat Willie who's not at the Fermenting Fox, because he's still in the hospital in the Rise.
Yeah.
And that's where we ended.
All right.
Cool.
So that's right. You're all in your secret club room of now official canonicity and or the basement of the Hermenting Fox. So, because I was going to ask what you were doing with Wealthy, but you're in a good space where certainly no one would ever wander down. So you're all together in the basement of a brewery. What do you do now?
We did need, we were gone long enough that I would assume that Prime Frymeath and Lucky maybe might also be back. Would they also be back, or are they still wandering around trying to find someone to tell them is a necromancy?
In the grand tradition of Shakespeare, you think about them or mention them verbally, and they show up.
I'm like, oh, hey, did you find somebody who can bring Wealthy back? Because we think we saw where her body is, but Grix can tell you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It looks like it got taken over, like occupied by some entity. And it's about, 500 miles, that way.
750.
750, thereabouts. And, it's entering a cave, and, we know that there's, an evil presence in that cave, because that's where the, shadow corruption first, entered the world.
So, did you find a necromancer? Because, it seems like that might... or might not become relevant.
Frymeath. Yes, surely finding a necromancer will solve
all the
everything
problems.
You just said.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, you know, backup plans are nice, right?
Fair enough. You're an old soldier.
You know fucking having backup plans is a good idea.
Yes, like the arcs, that's worked out so wonderfully for everyone. It actually has. Everyone just complains all the time.
Hey man, like none of us asked to be here. You're the only one who did.
Yes, and it's caused my granddaughter to die and my ex-wife's skeleton to be riding around in an ooze monster.
At least she's good for something.
I don't know what to do with any of this.
Did Wealthy say that out loud?
Yeah, she kind of mumbled it.
Who's this snark against? Him?
just against Aristique. Just at least she's good for something.
I'm not sure that voice is capable of mumble, but yeah.
Oh, well, I think it is.
She's definitely more supportive than she's ever been in her life.
And sassy.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Burn!
I assume that was original recipe, Vons. Wealthy, and Grix didn't really do anything, but so original recipe, Vons, and Wealthy, please make charisma saving throws.
Oh shit.
What? That's unexpected.
Oh, crit fail.
Charisma?
Yes.
That's 21.
All right.
And what I suspect is not a prime, because, you know, Wealthy didn't have charisma, and I doubt that an ooze monster is going to have charisma either.
You are, in fact, correct. That was just a, you guys get the most severe death glare you have ever gotten. Wealthy, you remember all your fear. Of the scary old man that may have faded at some point.
And Jesse saw this death glare.
Oh, yeah. Vons, you crit failed.
Yeah.
Jesse, doesn't like the glare that he just gave everybody, so she's gonna,
He gave it to two people.
Yeah, well, it's enough. That's enough people.
I've never seen a cross-eyed death glare, but that
Jesse's
like
gonna go over to him and be like, "Hey, man, I know a lot of shit's going down right now. Like, you should not take that out on other people. If you need to take a minute, maybe you should just fucking do that."
I merely wish for them not to be cavalier about the fact that they just ate my ex-wife and are using her skeleton as a marionette.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
It's not a marionette. It's support for the
I do news. Not meaningfully care.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
Yeah, if anything, she's being used more like crutches. Or a walker.
Hey, man, that's not helping either.
I will just excuse myself.
Probably for the best. Thanks so much. I'm sure Lucky can tell us what you guys found. Thanks, and I'll take a day, chill out, I guess. Or don't, and I guess, you know, whatever. Bye.
He heads on up the stairs and out. Lucky smooths down her tail, which had poofed. I was just next to that. Jesus Christ.
Jesse turns to Aramith, if she's still around, and goes, if you don't want to like hang out with this situation either, that's cool too.
No, I should be here. Last time I let Wealthy solve something on her own, this happened.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but also, like, I don't know, there's a lot of us around now.
I do want to know what your plan is. I'll be fine.
Okay, well, I mean, just, like, if you need to take a break, please, do that so, no one else gets, you know, murder stared at.
Okay. I can do that.
I just don't want to fight anybody else. That I know. It's really annoying. It's why I'm not a bouncer. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we were looking for a necromancer, and I think I found one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no way.
Yeah. It turns out when you're small and fluffy, people tell you things sometimes. And cute. That's why it doesn't work for Bonds. But yeah. So there's apparently a witch on the arcs who might know how to do some of this stuff. Apparently her name is Lucinda.
Lucinda? Oh no, I can't look that up in my notes.
Lucinda.
Has this person ever been mentioned before?
I was going to say, I'll save you some time. This person has not been mentioned before.
Oh, thank fuck. It was going to annoy the shit out of me if I couldn't look it up. And it seemed so familiar. Okay, so like, where is this Lucinda? Or do we, like, have to, like, find her, go on a quest to find her or something?
I mean, not so much a quest. Apparently she kind of bounces around. We might be able to find her in the Warrens, depending on the night. Apparently witches like to party.
Huh.
Or,
Good to know.
We could ask around some of the powerful underground casters. We only know one of those, right? Do we know two? Do we know three? That's the only one I could think of, but maybe you guys met cool people.
There's the caster, the wizard from the store in the Gemwoods.
That's not your voice, Wealthrow.
No, it's not.
We have told Kelly that she can take breaks whenever she needs.
That's fair.
Anyway, we haven't. I met a caster from the Gemwoods when I was looking for honey.
Oh, rad.
I guess we can try them.
Yeah, like, how chill would that person be about the situation currently ongoing?
I have no idea.
Great.
Maybe we should just ask around the Warrens first?
Yeah, sure.
That would probably be best.
Great. Glad I could help.
So, like, what are we gonna do about the rest of the shit that we were trying to do before all of this happened?
I don't know. This seems pressing, right?
Yeah.
Like going into that cave seems bad, and I don't know.
It does seem to me that it's very pressing since it's my body and seems to have my magic.
Yeah. And like if this was like a play, the bad guy taking over one of the heroes and walking into a cave of darkness would be like denouement, right?
Oh, I'm always like really bad at following along with that kind of plot. So, okay, I guess. Yeah.
Weren't you going to go to the core?
Yeah, that's the whole thing that I was thinking. We can't all do... I mean, seems like we have to actually do this part and, you know, hope that the core problem isn't... I don't know. Everything is like a lot of really big options right now. I mean, obviously I want to get Wealthy's body back, but there's also just like it feels like it would be a good idea to also deal with the city stuff.
Yeah, I probably have stuff I gotta do. Yeah. Do we split up? We need a staff.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're the staff.
Oh.
Genuine, out of character, I genuinely feel like we, like, can't do both of these things, and they seem like they are both genuinely actually like extremely pressing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what on earth we should do.
Yeah, this might be a good out of character talk.
Sorry. Yeah.
No.
How long is the core? How long do we think the core thing is going to take us?
10 episodes.
Of course. But in episode time. I'll have forgotten that we need to go find my body by then.
like 5-6 days, probably. Like, it's every time we go down there, it's like, it really does take kind of a while.
Yeah, it does.
And and we've been told specifically that when we go down there, like, it's gonna take a long time and it's gonna take a lot of power.
Well, I'm not as strong as I used to be.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like, you currently can't do the like big the coming back the transport spell, right?
Yeah.
Because that's
I can't do the lightning spell, I can't do the transportation spell. I can't do anything hardly. At most I'd have magic missile, and I don't even have a wand for that.
The thing that I'm like worried about, though, is that if we don't address the like Ark's power problem when we get back from getting Wealthy's body, it will be too late to have like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking, and I think Wildroa would probably think this too, we might run into evil people down there.
Where?
In the core.
Oh.
Well, it's really just that homunculus that's the pilot.
Yeah, we don't know. I'm thinking that we ought to take care of the core. Whatever's happening on the ground is happening on the ground, and we'll go deal with it when we have the opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just as a quick check, are there any like items or things we've picked up recently and not fully investigated? Or
oh yeah, that's a great question.
I mean, like, I don't have. It, like, if I'm not keeping track of things that other people are holding.
Well, I know. Yeah. No, I'm keeping track of things I'm holding.
Oh, I have a talking spear. I need to grab that talking
well,
spear.
Well, I do have a crystal orb.
Congratulations, that's one of the only items you didn't lose. Because it wasn't on you at the time.
Yeah, it's probably back at home. But I need to keep that one in mind.
I do have a crystal orb that Ian first told me was not magical, just interesting. But then they
And then I remember and that I was that wrong. Do I remember exactly what it is? No. So I need to look.
But cool.
It is not plot keyed. That's what you're concerned about.
No, it's just could be something useful.
Yeah, worth looking into either way.
I still have my orange glass ring that turns me blind, but
gives you X-ray vision for a small amount of time first.
Yeah.
That is an important feature of it. It's not just a downside.
That said, there are other devices that can just make you go blind if you'd rather.
No, I don't want to be blind. Thank you.
Okay.
Vaughn's experimental gin.
I'm already an ooze monster.
Well, here's the thing. If you don't have eyes, can you go blind?
Yes. Definitively, yes.
No. But like, as Wildroa, she can see. So my question is, if she can see, can she use the ring to do the X-ray thing? And if she's not, if she doesn't have eyes, does she go blind from the... I'm just like wondering, like, what, like, does it do something specifically to eyes, or is it, or like, is the blind effect outside of the fact that she has eyes?
That's a good question.
Only one way to find out.
Well, again, this would have been left at home because, you know, don't want to stick my hand into the into my bag and then accidentally put it on and see something and then be blind for a couple of hours. So it's at home. And I have a non-skeleton human at home. And I don't remember where I got it from.
Sorry, you have
you
what?
Have a what skeleton?
I have a non-human skeleton. I don't know where I got it from.
You said that you said non-skeleton human, which implied you just had a spare human at home that you weren't using.
And somehow it just got by without bones.
A real floppy boy.
real floppy boy.
I didn't mean that. So, I got a skeleton that's not human, and I don't know where it came from or anything like that.
Fucking incredible. I love that for you. It can just be your backup skeleton, I guess. You can accessorize appropriately for the occasion.
I also have a +1 magic dagger from the Halloween episode. I don't remember much about the Halloween episode, but yeah.
I'm reminded of an Invader Zim quote that more organs just means more human.
What?
Yeah. More bones just makes more wealthy, right?
Except spitting on Aristique, which was fun. Because I'm not going to feel guilty about that bitch's death.
What are you mumbling about, Kelly?
Here under the floorboards, his hideous heart.
I think I pulled my thing out, and you guys couldn't hear me, and I was just mumbling.
Oh, no, we could hear you.
We could hear you the whole time.
Very telltale heart going on over there.
I said I didn't care that Aristique was dead. That was the last time I saw her as myself, and I spit on her, and now she's dead, and I don't care.
See, it's the repeated insistence in bringing it up out of context that makes us doubt that statement.
None of us were talking about that.
Well, I was talking about the Halloween episode, though, and that's where I saw her. Well,
Anyway, I understand.
I feel like I'm being told that I need to feel guilty, and I don't feel guilty.
I don't think any of us were ever indicating to you that you needed to feel guilty.
Good, then I don't.
We were all on board with you doing this, but you just keep talking about how you don't feel guilty, and that becomes suspicious.
I'm fine.
Don't ask any questions.
I told you that I'm fine.
I've told you I'm fine.
Group therapy with wealthy.
I'm sorry. I feel like group therapy with Weldroa is a much better way to put that.
We've just named the episode.
Yeah, I think we maybe have.
So you got the core.
Unless this gets cut out for.
So you got the core.
Incredibly off topic.
You got the core. You got trying to get wealthy back in a body. You got whatever the hell's going on the surface.
Yes.
Which would you like to immediately?
Whatever's in Wealthy's body got over there 750 miles away in 4 hours.
Well, I think that they just used the transport spell that she had memorized for the day. Because they were using her spells, like her prepared spells.
Okay, I guess that works. Yeah, that's fair. Because they would have been there, so they'd know where it is. So they can do, okay. I was thinking, Wealthy hasn't been there. How would she know about it? She can't teleport, but it wasn't. Yeah.
It wasn't Wealthy.
I'm caught up now.
No worries. Yeah, so if we could split up, that would be good, but I really don't want to fucking do that again.
No, I don't.
It sucks.
I thought about it, and then I was like, no, let's not do that. Let's not do that.
Also, on a meta level, as your CK, don't send a half-strength party to either the core or wherever Wealthy's body's wandered off to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was my inclination, so good to know.
You can try.
But you won't promise it'll end well.
I'm going to say you'd have to. In case these are not clearly flagged as these are heavy duty encounters, journeys, whatever already, I am telling you that explicitly.
Okay.
You might be able to evade all the hazards, but.
You might not be able to.
Well, anyway, either way, whatever Wealthy's body is doing, it's going to do it up there because we can't get there that fast. So if there's some kind of time limit on that.
Like we would have to find a magic user that can get us over there, and
as well as a magic user who can, which we haven't even found yet, who can put me back in the body.
Right.
If that's possible.
Right.
But we roughly know what Sidroa can do. If we find more evil stuff for Sidroa to eat, we'll be able to give Sidroa the, mana, what is the Final Fantasy VII thing? Whatever that is.
Materia?
Yeah, materia. We'll be able to give Sidroa the materia that they need to do the leveling up.
Can't wait for y'all to get Knights of the Round. I can just leave for 10 minutes while I finish your attack.
And, yeah, I don't, it just doesn't seem like it will be, it seems like both things will be equally incredibly difficult. And trying to get Wealthy's body back right now has so many more, like, question marks.
Yeah, agreed.
Sorry, Kelly. I know I want your body back. I just don't think that that's feasible.
No, I understand. And I was pretty much coming to the same conclusion all by myself. I was like, my body, at this point, my body is a luxury. Keeping the arcs afloat is more important.
We should all look at our bodies as luxuries.
So that's what I think we ought to do.
Thank you for giving us permission to not do that. I would have found it very difficult to not pursue that if that was something that you were still very
I think the core is probably more important than my body.
Okay.
In fact, I'm sure of it.
Okay. Now let's all do that in character somehow.
All right, stereotypical rewind noise here and go.
We can either go to the ground and also before we go to the ground, find somebody who can take us there. And
let me just say that if we need to take care of the city first rather than my body is a nice to have, but not as important as keeping the arcs off the ground.
Thanks. That's kind of what I was hoping you might say. And sorry about your body if we can't get it back. But you know, like, until the handkerchief goes away off the body, you know, Grick can find it again. So there's always that.
There is always that.
Mm-hmm. And like, whatever's in it, it's probably preserving it, right?
In the handkerchief?
What?
Oh, no, because like the body like was mutilated.
But it's not going to get worse, and, right?
Yeah, no, but like that's, I'm
there's an anima force.
I'm talking to Vons.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, like, the things, like, re-knitting her body back together so that it can continue to be thing. And
In that case, maybe I won't need a necromancer. I just need to move back into my body. Well, which should be really simple.
Yeah, that sounds incredibly easy.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we need a necromancer to find out how I do that.
I that was the point.
Yeah.
The main point of the necromancer.
Well, I was thinking of the necromancer as bringing my body back to life when we didn't know my body was alive.
Hmm? Well, bringing it back to life doesn't help if you're not in it.
Yes, but anyway, yeah, okay, fair point.
Okay, so next thing we need to do, I guess, is start getting ready to go down to the core.
Yeah.
I think we're going to need a lot of potions. And I don't know, like, if we can get some, like, better equipment and before Wealthy happened with this thing's situation, she mentioned maybe she could talk to somebody who's been down there before.
I don't remember
who Alvin. That was. Alvin.
My friend Alvin. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry. There's a lot has happened since then.
No, I know. But like, literally, it's just very funny because no one remembers Alvin except me, and he's not even my NPC.
See, I think of Alvin and May as a set, so I think of them as, yeah. I think of both of them all the time. So yeah, it's extremely funny that, to me that May gets remembered so often and Alvin just doesn't.
Well, Alvin doesn't do anything that's particularly useful to us for the most part.
Until now. Maybe. Is Cog here?
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, so like, you've been going down into the further down, yeah?
Yeah. Deepdell stuff. Yep. Did that for a long time.
So like, you would know Alvin, right? Because I just don't think like we can have Wealthy introduce this idea at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Alvin came on long after my time with the Detailed Crews, but I know who he is, and, you know, I can get access to him, sure.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of the, yeah.
Okay,
unless
so
Wealthy wants to try and send a rat or something.
I don't know.
Okay.
But if you try, that rat's going to have so many stories to tell the other rats.
What? Bartholomew. We'll just use Bartholomew.
Well, I mean, we can sell Sin Bartholomew. He's pretty chill.
Ah, yeah. But
where is
yeah.
he? Is he around here?
Yeah, you have him on retainer and everyone's here, so, yep.
Great. I make sure he's chill with it.
You get an affirmative squeak.
Good.
Hey, Bartholomew, how are you doing with the old oil slick over there?
Thank you.
You get a...
Jesus.
Jesse, make a wisdom check.
Jesse is just like real. Jesse is having a hard time herself, and she is doing a really good job of keeping it together. All I have to say. Home wisdom check, you said?
Yeah.
That's a 16 on a prime.
You can read the rats pretty well. Bartholomew is giving the outward rat version of a shrug that you guys are kind of used to, but seems at least a little bit freaked with this whole situation.
He's doing the rat version of a grimace.
Yeah. I'm cool, guys. You know.
Yeah.
Nothing weird going on here.
Yeah, okay, I'll get Alvin for you. Or did you want to try to send the rat?
I'll try to send a rat.
Wealthy, make a dexterity check.
Oh, no.
Not to handle the rat.
To handle the pen. 16, and I don't have dex as one of my primes, so.
Yes, I guess. Yeah, you don't need more, do you? Or at least probably not. At any rate, yeah. You can't really write with these hands yet.
Oh, God.
Scribbles and the vague shapes of letters are made, but rat messages are on pretty small pieces of paper, and you can't get the precision down.
Okay, then I'll dictate.
All right.
Who's
writing?
Jesse can write.
Sure.
No.
I thought we specifically said Jesse could write.
Yes,
but taking dictation's like really not gonna work for her. You're okay. Only gonna get like every fourth word.
Either that or we'll take all night.
Yeah, exactly. And like no one wants that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nah.
I feel like I've been fairly clear about Jesse's level of literacy. It's existent, but not high.
Yeah. All right. Aramith can just write it, so. Go for it. Dictate.
Hi, Alvin. Okay, I'm going to use my regular voice.
Yeah.
That's hard to do. It's Kelly.
No.
I'm going to use my regular voice. It's Kelly. Kelly. It's Wealthy.
My friend has gone mad.
My nose is bleeding. It's Wealthy. I was wondering, what am I asking about?
Going down to the, going with us down to the core.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you would go down with us to the core. We're getting ready to do some work down there for the city. And if you have any questions, please go see Cog. Yours, Wealthy.
All right. Your message is sent.
There we go.
All right.
Cool.
We need to gather supplies. If there's anything we can do to, like, upgrade equipment or, like, replenish things. I think Wealthy's, like, all of Wealthy's stuff is gone. Holy shit, I had 3 cure serious wounds in my inventory since fucking when?
I don't look a gift potion that. In the mouth.
And 5 invisibility potions. Incredible. Anyway, we need more potions. We need anything that Wealthy had on her person is obviously not around anymore, so we'll have to replenish that. A lot of food, a lot of water. If anybody can get like upgrades to their armor, that would be good.
I'm unclear on what exactly, I no longer remember what exactly we're trying to do there now.
Let me see if I can find.
I know we want to restart it, like, you know.
We're trying to do something to give it all its power back.
Yes.
You at least need to get, I believe part of the plan was just you need to get down there to actually see how everything works and figure out what's going on and what can be done.
Yeah. We needed to try to make contact with, shit. My notes only go back to when Steamboat Willie
face-dived off. Didn't get the name wrong, but were you thinking of the Great Wizard Dave?
I was thinking of both the Great Wizard Dave and the construct that has mountain in its name.
Those are the High Mountains. Oh.
Those are the High Mountains. So we're trying to find the Wizard Dave.
Who is down somewhere near the core. Last reported location.
Also the pilot room. Is it the pilot room?
Yeah, the helm.
The helm. Which is apparently full of fused homunculi.
Okay.
Well, that's fun.
Who are like the ones who pilot. Those of the High Mountains is the one who has, by order previously of Aristique, and probably at some point Frymeath, although Frymeath was forced to forget, for Frymeath decided that he wanted to forget how to do that, had sent individual people into the core to shred their souls in much the same way that Wealthy just ate Aristique. So, you know, that's fun. Some fun dramatic irony.
See, and this is the reason why I keep saying I'm not feeling guilty.
Kelly,
you're trying to make me feel guilty and I refuse.
No, we're pointing out that you're making yourself feel guilty.
We're just mentioning there's two soul shredders.
Please, could someone clarify, like, did that sound like I was trying to make someone feel guilty? Because nope. That's not at all how I was trying to come off.
It was more of a, hey, these two things are similar in that they are mechanics that involve the shredding of souls to power other things.
And shouldn't somebody feel guilty about that?
No! At no point did I ever say that!
You may notice no one included that second clause.
Okay. I just feel like I'm being...
Oh, Kelly, you are putting that 1,000% on yourself, and no one is even remotely suggesting that to you.
Okay.
Please, please believe that. I thought it was rad. I thought it was fucking great. I, Aaron, thought it was great. The fact that Jesse, my character, thinks it's
totally weirded out by it.
Fucking horrible and upsetting has no bearing on how I feel. You should not feel guilty, please.
I don't feel guilty. I just... No, okay,
just
anyway.
You really need to tell us that you don't feel guilty.
How many ways can I say I don't feel
guilty? I don't know.
Okay.
We acknowledge that you have said it and accept the truth of your statement.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I will keep it. I will not say anything anymore. If I can. Apparently, I feel guilty.
Anyway.
Anyway, those of the High Mountains was the one who would take the people into the core to replenish it. So that's why we were kind of looking for them, because we were told that we could maybe convince them, win them over.
Yeah, the idea was that those of the High Mountains only listens to a few people, at least out of those who are left alive.
Sure.
Frymeath had his mind blanked, so he's not the best resource.
Technically, he would still be obeyed by those of the High Mountains.
Yeah.
If we got into a situation where we needed him to reason, to like give them an order.
And the Elder Suishona.
I feel like that's the main things that we're trying to do. The Wizard Dave is one of like the big main architects of the arcs taking off, as I recall.
Yes.
And he's the one who created those of the High Mountains, is that correct?
Yes. And those of the High Mountains has been acting as its representative to the Cabal.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've got that in my notes. Cool.
I feel like that's the main things that we were trying to get at, is we're trying to get to the helm, see if we can do anything at the helm in order to like try and land the arcs somewhere. We also thought that we needed those of the high mountains to help with doing that. And we were also trying to find the wizard Dave because those of the high mountains represents him. And he is obviously like doing something to control the situation, and or he's dead or a lich or fucking something.
Knowing his status would be very useful, because he could theoretically know a bunch about the core and how to help you, or he could be dead or something else. So
back to work for a little while.
Yeah. So as I was saying, we've been told repeatedly that going down that far is really, really difficult.
Hard on your throat.
What?
What?
Adam.
You made an oral sex joke.
Mm-hmm.
I love those. I'm so sad I missed it.
Oh, that was good. Where did my tone sound to disapprove?
What did you say, Whit?
I missed it entirely. I have no idea what was said.
Well, I'll find it hilarious when we listen to it.
I was talking about going down, and I'm assuming that Adam did something off of that.
Oh, probably.
Rough on the throat? Probably is what he said. I don't know. He's not repeating anything.
You all are mumbling it every time.
Everyone really is mumbling.
Everyone's mumbling tonight real bad. FYI.
And it's
people
not
are
even
also
like
talking over each other, which I realize I just did it, but doesn't help the signal.
When we attempt to go down to the core, it becomes extremely treacherous extremely quickly. And so we need basically like as much good potions like to help with health, and as like high of a grade of like armor as we can possibly get. So I think we should spend like a very short montage trying to get that stuff over a couple of days, so that we can actually, like, previously we had planned to use Wealthy's magic to come back when we needed to, and now we don't have that option because the transport spell is no longer available to us, so we'll just need to be like more kitted out.
Question for your potential resource management: are you going to phone any friends?
Oh, probably all. Like, this seems like a time to call in.
I feel like Squirrelo especially would be a really good person to get involved. If he needs incentive, it would be good for him to learn more interesting things about fucking homunculi, I guess.
Okay.
Does he want to learn about homunculuses? I don't know.
I mean, last time he was verifying a fish or wizard, so, you know.
Yeah.
Who can say?
Or does he want to, like, you know, learn about Wizard Dave? I feel like he would be very interested in Wizard Dave, but he has to help us get to Wizard Dave before he can interrogate Wizard Dave.
On my list of incentives for Squirrelo, I've written Wizard Dave! !
There's also, you know, the incentive of helping the arcs not fall entirely into the, like, just fall into the land and, you know,
yeah,
not having everything that he's ever known destroyed. So, you know, that's a thing that he could be into.
All right.
Could ask the Jenkies.
Yeah, but we have to go down to see the Jenkies.
Yeah, I mean, like, just going down to talk to the Jenkies is actually fairly easy at this point. Like, the way down to the circle is really straightforward at this point. Like, it's become a cleared path.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
I'll just say the surface crew in general and see who gets scared up.
Yeah.
Also, Lucky goes, I can go down to the surface to talk to people.
Great.
It's just a circle, right? Hop in, get there.
Someone's gotta go with you, but...
Yeah, one of us with a key thingy.
Did Jesse get given one?
Sure.
Yes. Yes. I believe that was specifically discussed when we were down there setting up the
second base.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but when you could like walk me down there and then go do all the other stuff you need to do, and then someone there can send me back, so.
Well, we should probably pick Mid up, and he's probably done making that base by now.
I'll ask.
It's only been like 4 days, man.
What?
It's only been like 4 days since we saw Mitt. It's been 2 days since we got back from the ground.
So there hasn't been a lot of progress on the base, is what I think you're saying.
We yeah.
back up that way, we did. I forgot how we got back. Yes. We skipped over. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Just so fucking much has happened in the past 2 days of in-game time.
Didn't really spend time there.
I mean, we spent a little bit of time there.
Episode or so.
Yeah.
Like, you guys were figuring out what was going on with the potion. The cure potion.
Yeah. Anyway.
On formerly Shad and the name that I cannot now remember.
Assume that Lucky will just go and talk to everyone you know who has a name. Down on the surface for you.
And see if they want to come with us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that sounds good. Everybody likes Lucky. No downside.
Right. Yeah. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Don't say things like that.
They've all got empathy for her having to deal with Vons.
I love the idea that Cool Vons just said that out loud. I don't think it happened, but it'd be amazing.
So yeah, that's I think what we should work on here in a bit of a montage, if that sounds okay to everybody, so that we can just kind of get ready to go again.
Yes.
I have a lot of money.
And I'm going to say, who's ready to spend all of their money?
Very happy to contribute to if people need. I mean, Vons is obviously going to need money for potions.
Yeah,
I'm happy to contribute to that.
Potions definitely call for cash.
I'm also, if anyone has like armor that they need or anything, I mean, I'm guessing we all have roughly the same amount of money. I have about
I'll donate money.
I have about 1,700 gold currently.
A little less than that, but yeah.
So. Anybody who can upgrade shields or like armor or helms or anything, that would be a good idea.
Okay, so it's going to involve a lot of shopping, which is fine. But to make it efficient, what I'd like to do, we're going to go around. Everyone's going to give me their wish list of the kind of thing they're looking for. Armor, shield, sword, scrolls, whatever. And then I will be taking that wish list. I'm also going to have you guys roll charisma checks for finding things that are not necessarily openly available, which will be most of the high-end stuff. Uh-huh. You know, one place that carries it, that store that Wealthy went to. But otherwise, you're going to be digging around the market halls or seeing if rich people are willing to part with their family heirlooms. So I figure we'll do some charisma checks to see how well you all do with that. I'll roll a shit ton of stuff and send you guys lists between now and then. Then you can choose off the list. And we don't have to list 300 things on air.
yeah, that's cool. Fair.
All right. Wealthy, what do you want? What are you packing for the suicide mission?
The only thing I can think of is getting my Wand of Magic missile recharged. But I don't think I can get that done in 3 days.
You also don't have it anymore. Remember how your body walked away?
Yeah, but I had discharged it and left the wand at home.
Did you say that at some point?
I don't see why she would carry an empty wand with her.
Yeah.
Because it's insanely valuable still. Then again, you left the plus one spear at home.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Okay. So it's that really nice mattress I got, but...
Wands are more portable, but yes. Okay, wand of magic missile recharge. Got it?
Anything Does it make else? The best fashion accessory? Of course, this is Wealthy. I don't know.
That's about all I can really think of, because... I've got all my magic, and I've got all the magic that I have access to.
You are currently unarmored, which I realize is pretty standard for a wizard, but...
And I was thinking it's probably pretty standard for an ooze monster.
But here's the thing. Like, it's bad for a wizard who has a normal body to have armor, because it interferes with their magic.
Yeah, it interferes with the somatic components, the thing you can't really do very well right now anyway.
So that's the thing, is like, if we got you some, any kind of armor at all, like, it wouldn't really be worse. Well, and in fact, it could be better.
I guess we could get me some leather armor, I suppose.
If everything goes the way that I would like it to go, you might be able to take my old scale mail, which is +4.
Oh, hey, yeah, I might like that.
Yeah,
+4 to armor class, not magical +4.
Yes,
I realize you know, Jesse. I'm just clarifying. Okay, so we got leather armor, or possibly inheriting Jesse's scale mail, and we're charging the magic missile wand. Okay, and that's it.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right, Grix.
Yeah, I think same kind of thing. Some kind of better armor.
So you are still an illusionist, but you could look for like magic, yeah, well, enchanted clothing or something.
You know, yeah, like a belt of the.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, deflector or whatever.
Got it.
There's not the magic items in here, are there? No, I'm looking.
No.
Okay.
I'll also roll for some random magic items that'll be on the list anyway. But yeah. If you can think of something, even if you don't see it on a list, just throw it.
Yeah, something to make me harder to hit would be ideal.
Okay.
And something, now that we don't have Wealthy's big spell for teleporting, we need another like fast getaway or fast long distance. So scroll.
Oh, what if we try and ask what's his face down on the ground? Rock?
Craig?
Craig. What if we ask Craig to make another stick? Snappy stick.
For breaky stick.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. That's on the list now too. Alright. Anything else, Greg?
That's probably it.
Okay. Vaughn's comma original recipe.
Oh, the OG. I am on the wrong page.
We can start with the other one if you want.
Oh, other one I know will want...
Vaughn's comma cool.
Yeah. He needs... Really, he needs kind of more effective everything. He's got a katana. That's his only weapon. So he probably needs some kind of... a magical weapon would be a good idea at this point. And I'm not sure he has any kind of armor that he's actually using. I don't have any listed anyway. It's his satchel, and says he's got a lighter, backup lighter, and an army surplus jacket. That's what he's got.
It provides a whopping +0.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I think we decided it had the equivalent of a leather coat, so it was +1. But yeah.
Yeah, it provides a whopping number of pockets.
Yes. Very important.
He's very into pockets, but yeah. He's also very into surviving attacks.
Was Cool Vaughn into cargo shorts?
No.
Really?
No, he's not into shorts at all.
Hmm.
Cargo pants. Cool Vaughn's wear pants?
It's
a kilt.
Yeah, it's been like kind of, not the skinniest of jeans, because, I mean, he's got weird shaped legs, but.
I mean.
That's too early for skinny jeans.
Early 2000s? No.
Oh, those didn't really, like,
Write us, dear listener, with your jeans timeline. If you can make it personal and include a funny anecdote, yes, please. But all right, so actual armor, and not just sweet early 2000s fashion of indeterminate pant variety.
Yeah, it's got to be the kind of thing that he can, feel emotionally comfortable in, sure, but he also wants to be able to hide and survive it.
Yeah, stuff that won't mess with your rogue abilities.
Exactly. Or even assist the rogue abilities. He doesn't know what's out there.
Capris.
With a little kitten heel.
And why not complete the look with some like 3/4 length sleeves? Like, you know? Then everything looks like he's just gotten a little long for some reason.
And a visor. Where'd the rest of your hat go?
Oh, dear God.
How dare we dilute Cool Vaughn's coolness like this? Visors. Anyway, okay, so possibly magical weapon, armor, I'm going to assume you just buy all the standard thief supplies. So you don't need to really roll for that. Anything else?
Yeah, the reusable thief supplies, of course. Yeah. You know, I can't think of anything special. He's still learning the swing of things down here. I mean, a grappling hook would be neat, unless that comes with the thief supplies. Ooh, magical grappling hook. It just sounds more fun than the regular kind. I don't know what it does.
I, God, will look into it.
It's a hookshot from Zelda.
All right. And that's it?
Yeah, I guess. What else do ninjas need? He's kind of specking towards ninja, isn't he?
I'll just write ninja question mark and roll some stuff based on that.
Yeah.
All right. How about original recipe, Vons?
Well, let's see. I found that sheet. I think he's about as armored as he's allowed to get, isn't he? Like,
yeah, I think you could theoretically get like a magical upgrade, but I think I don't remember exactly what I wrote on your sheet. There might be better armor, but you're pretty far up there with the studded.
He would like to be able to carry more potions in his satchel if there's a way to make that happen. But apart from that, he just needs some. Well, he'd also like to learn more potions to make.
Okay.
But yeah, apart from that, he's doing all right.
Okay.
He's got all of the weapons and bolts he needs, as far as I'm aware.
Does Vons want a sprayer? So he could, aim the burning hands?
he does not have one yet.
Correct.
Do they make that?
You actually found one early on, if our memory serves.
Yeah, he may have. Does he have the ability to carry that and his sandwich shooter and his plus one crossbow? Oh, it's crossbow, so yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a little awkward, but no more than the loadouts anyone else is carrying, so.
Uh-huh.
Besides, the spare is basically just a super soaker.
My loadout is exceptionally reasonable. I cannot stress this enough.
That's fair.
But yes. Gex told us about that one of those other movies that he watched. Aliens. And she duct taped the, just duct tape your crossbow and your sandwich launcher together.
Yeah, the undermount sandwich launcher.
That's come up before.
Yes.
And the super soaker. And then you got the flamethrower thing too. Or other potion sprayer.
Now I just want to, I realize taping stuff together, having stuff on straps would be better, but I want Vons to invent like the one-man band version of basically mech shoulder weapons. So he just has all of them pointing forward at the same time and has some complicated control mechanism, and God help him if he falls over.
Yeah, and they all have to be pumped so much in order to work at all.
Everywhere he walks, he's clanking. And
he's just got two little bellows, one on each foot, so it's constantly pumping as he walks to build pressure.
What's the name of that kid in the Goonies? We all know the one.
Chunk?
No. The one with all the gear on it, the camera.
Oh, I don't remember.
That's going to bug me.
All right. Jesse.
Yes, I want a Greek iron ensemble.
Good job.
Sorry. She's an ensemble?
An iron Greek ensemble. That's the highest sort of level of armor that I am capable of. It has a plus six, and it also like that specifically comes with iron leg greaves, iron arm greaves, iron breastplate, and iron medium helm. So that'll replace my scale mail plus four and my leather coif plus one to be a total of plus six for my armor. All
okay. Cool.
That's what I'm hoping for. I want a combination of things that will get me higher than my current five.
Yes.
And it looks like the buckler is not going to be like super relevant for this anymore.
Yeah. Okay. And then any additional weapons?
I mean, I already have a magical bastard sword. Maybe if there was a magical long compound or composite bow, that would be good.
I thought that is that you was masterwork, not magical. Did I misremember?
Well, now I don't know.
Okay, well, at any rate, I'll put magical bow.
If you can make it magical, that'd be cool. But, I mean, I don't want to not have dad as that you.
Yeah. It's powered by family love.
Yeah. I mean, if it can be somehow more, we could somehow also enchant it in the next 3 days.
Yeah. Can you upgrade the Master Sword? Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dad, okay. Is that you and its fellow dagger? Who's your friend?
Okay. And then million potions. Basically, given we're montaging it, Adam, if you could, you know, between now and next session, figure out Fonz's potion sitch and just figure out how many days it would take to make the number of potions you want. We will just make that the length of the montage, give or take.
Sure. I'll just send everyone a bill.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like a fucking pharmacist.
Sorry, man.
You're back to your roots.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. You, if you're not pre-approved, insurance is going to make you pay out of pocket.
Horrible.
Yes.
Okay. We will also need a lot of food and a lot of water.
We're going way down. So
yes.
Does it make sense to carry...
Oh man, your face is going to get so wet.
Rations?
I assume that was under food.
That's what I'm saying about food.
Well, I mean, there's like...
I was going to assume stuff that stayed good. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if he's learned it or not. I'm still trying to find that sheet. But there's just a potion that makes.
We're good. We can just take real food.
I feel like genuinely, like just taking actual rations is going to be much cheaper.
Yes. I'd rather have potions that magically seal my wounds, and I can bring a sausage.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it's like a...
Well, because like 1 week of rations is 3 GP. GP.
I mean, you might be able to use some of that like gel food stuff that athletes use as a wound, you know, bleeding stauncher. We don't know.
It'll be very interesting to figure that out.
Actually, if you're going to go that route, Bonds would probably just glue your wound shut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Vaz is going to be rich when he invents the squeeze bottle, so you'd have to use the whole thing of glue at once. But okay, food, water. You have been previously warned about a giant vertical tunnel, so I'm just putting ropes on here.
I am going to mark off a week of food for myself.
Kendall mint cake. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, that. Somebody was just talking about that on Tumblr this week.
It's these bars of peppermint and sugar that are just peppermint and sugar, and they are emergency rations in the UK for like hikers and mountaineers.
Guess they're calories.
And because it's literally just peppermint and sugar, they last for like fucking forever. Like it just doesn't go bad.
Yeah, ants wouldn't be going to them because of the peppermint, but the sugar's still there.
Yeah, and peppermint's and antibacterial. So that's clever. Neat.
Yeah. Okay. I have filled up on food and water for myself. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing is I don't need to eat. So.
That is nice.
That's
sure.
That's provably untrue. Just none of us want to be around there for it.
Well, I mean, I don't need to eat I don't need to eat rations.
I mean, Sandra is the one hiking around now. Do they get hungry? They were riding around in your body last time.
That sounds like an Ian question. I wonder where they went.
The question is, does Wealthy think to ask?
Yeah.
So does he get hungry? Does Sidroa get hungry?
Does Wealthy ask?
That sounds like what's happening.
Yes, in the mind space.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Wealthy does not normally refer to herself in the third person, or would usually say you when talking to Sidroa. But at any rate, yes, walking is tiring. Need sustenance, not every day, but large amount every several days. Good.
Okay. Do you always require souls, or can we get by on something else?
For this, a fresh kill will suffice.
Fresh kill. Okay. Yeah. We generally run into something that needs to be killed. So yeah.
So it's like an anaconda.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll find another one of the snakes on our way.
Okay, then we'll keep that in mind. I let everybody know that that's the way Sidroa needs to be kept fed.
Just be sure to use tongs so Sidroa doesn't associate your hand with food, because you know, you want to be able to handle it safely.
Jesse is like, yeah, okay, yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense. If it's not using your digestive system, I guess that makes sense.
Okay.
I guess I'll just look away when it's time for Sidroa to eat. Sorry, I'm so weird about this. It's just like real freaky, dude. And like, I like you as a person, but like, you don't seem like a person right now to me. And I don't know how to help that. Sorry.
No, I kind of get it.
Oh, what would Steamboat Willie want once he returns?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. That's a really good question.
is Willie going to be able to make it?
I find my cure serious wounds, and if he's not recovered in like 2 days, or if he's not recovered by the time we get ready to go, I'll give him one of my cure serious wounds.
Got it. Okay. So Steamboat Willie.
Got a lot of stuff. I have a knife and a leather jacket. That's no good.
full set of clothes. I'll just
you need pants.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes.
On the bright side, you're ready for an old school rumble.
Something I don't know. I don't think you told me what I'm proficient in. Did you?
Should be on the sheet I sent you. Unless I fucking punted, which is entirely possible.
Hang on.
I mean, dear listener, I always complete everything 100% before I send it to my players in a desperate rush right before the game.
A bigger weapon and better armor. And I'm going to find out what that means.
Do you want to take another pass at your glider before you head on out?
I kind of, because like, I don't have any vehicles, and that's my whole deal now.
Can you make an int check for Steamboat really real quick?
Yes. And no, you did not include proficiencies. You wrote a section for proficiencies, but
that sounds like me. I think it's basically the knight list, but a couple things are dropped. But if you look at the knight list in the book, use that, and then if something seems egregious, I will tell you.
Okay, what am I rolling?
An int check for your new glider.
18.
Hey, it's not a nat 1.
And so you now have a functional glider.
Woo!
Try to send you stats on that as well.
That is going to be absolutely useless underground, but that's fine.
Large vertical shaft.
This is one of those situations where the ground only goes down so far, and then you need other options.
There's a decent amount of verticality in the caves. You're going through a lot to get there, so there may be vertical opportunities.
Yeah, but for a glider?
Well, you are going down.
To the ground?
To the bottom of the mountain, which is like a mile down.
Right, but that's not enough space for a glider.
Well, here's the thing. You could glide across spaces.
Also that.
And take like a rope with you. And that would be useful.
I don't think that's really how gliders work. Also, this thing is big. Like I don't know how I can even take it in the tunnels.
Someone will have solved that problem so you can have a thing that is essential to your character on this trip.
Okay. maybe Squirrello can help me make a squirrel suit.
Oh, that would be rad. Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking about.
This thing is a big bite box kite.
Well, yeah, but that was draft 1.
Did I miniaturize it? I have trouble imagining that.
You might have gone for more of a hang glider design this time.
Yeah.
Be less bulky. At any rate, I'll look into the Squirrella thing, too. Actually, do you want to make a charisma check?
No.
I mean, he doesn't want to.
Would you please make a charisma check as one of your characters?
Crap. 14.
Okay. Now, the fun thing is, I will get to decide if Squirrella making a squirrel suit just auto-succeeds on the int and there's a wisdom check for how practical and or not accidentally deadly it is, or if it's just a normal int check. It'll be fun, for me personally. Anyway.
I'm glad I can provide enrichment to your enclosure.
Thank you. It's very important. All right. So, weapons, armor. Do you have any particular flavor of weapon or armor you are interested in?
I was playing a book because you said, I'm feeling a spear, you know?
Huh.
I can dig that. Yeah.
You know, it's the Prince of Weapons. It's the least training for maximum effect. Yeah, like a good spear.
Okay.
And maybe like a some kind of an interesting hand weapon as a backup, like a pick or a, you know, morning star or
okay.
Something funky.
Yeah.
A hafted hook.
It'd be a hafted hook.
Sorry, using the newer version of the book, which very wisely put all the things like crime attributes at the start of the class instead of the end. Okay, your armored loud is any. Given that you're flying, I would suggest medium or lighter.
Generally speaking. Yeah, scale mail.
All right.
Probably be good.
Okay, cool.
If it's right. available. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I say. Cool. So you all are going to do a bunch of shopping and gathering of supplies and gathering of friends and people who owe you really big favors. And I don't know. I was going to say you could press gang some people into it, but I honestly can't think of anyone who you have enough leverage on. Although I like the idea of Noriko showing up somehow, just being forced into this because she can't catch a break.
Noriko?
That's the one that Erisine shoved off the stairs and then later terrorized by virtue of accidentally showing up in a Stanton's bar.
Oh, shit.
That's a deep cut.
Oh, shit. That's like such a deep cut.
I just remember her because...
Did she come back?
No.
She was the bartender at Stanton's bar when an Erisine does a hit.
Ian's just like, I remember her because she still has severely relevant plot and we haven't abused that yet.
I remember her because she was realistically traumatized by an encounter with an RPG player character party.
There's probably plot sprinkled throughout the landscape that we haven't, that I know that as players, oh, I just bonked my mic. I know that as players, and I'm sure this frustrates some of our listeners, which is all of our listeners.
To make your day more surreal. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, Mark brings this up all the time.
Yeah, I know that we just leave plot lying around.
Yep.
Just falls out of our pockets all day
long.
Way
around it.
I'm gonna say, such is the fate of every RPG campaign. Like, no one ever finishes every side quest in Skyrim either. It happens.
Some of us do just the side quests.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't complete every miscellaneous objective then. You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. All right. So I got your wish lists.
They Might Be Giants song about that, actually.
Oh, yeah.
No one in the world ever gets what they want, and that is beautiful. Everyone dies frustrated and sad, and that is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And on that note, leading into you guys' dungeon delving.
And the episode cuts there.
Pretty much. We'll pick up their next game, everybody.
Good game.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Welcome to 60 Minutes.
I'm Morley Safer.
I'm Leslie Stahl.